Good morning. This is Musing Moment number 5. I've been exploring a rather interesting rabbit hole as of late, the world of personal knowledge management, or PKM. It surprised me that this is a thing, but in this information-rich world, of course it's a thing. Some say we're spending about 82 hours per week consuming and collecting information. That's a staggering 69% of our waking hours. It seems our current relationship with information is measured in quantity, whether it's bytes per second or hard drive or processor speeds. We become obsessed with how fast data is acquired and accessed. So many great ideas, yet so much missed meaning. So many really impactful moments I promised to myself I would hold on to be able to look back on, only to have it slipped through my fingers. Not because it was no longer relevant, but because I just can't recall what it was or where I stored it. As I continue to explore my recent revelation, and it's not a revelation truly, it's always been there. I've been dancing with this for years. That there is this body of work trying to make its way into the world through me, the more I'm pulled into to put the systems in place to have it ready to access again when I need it. I am practicing the art of sense making. What is sense making? Sense making is about creating space for listening, reflection, and the exploration of meaning. It's asking questions of ourselves like, what should I do in this world? How should I conduct myself? Where should I spend my limited resource of time, energy, and attention? And what really matters to me? And then, after answering those questions, we head out into the world to test the answers we've decided on. We journey through our lives. We acquire knowledge. We acquire knowledge that is subjective, based on personal opinions and our feelings. We acquire knowledge that is shared. It's situational and contextual, not necessarily universal. It might be your truth, but not the truth. And we also acquire knowledge that is sensory, tapping into more of an intuitive and the stream of consciousness. At this moment of exploring this idea of sense making, it's become very clear that the bubble I've been operating in has been so small, even though it's so much bigger than what it used to be. The worldview I operated in 10 years ago is not the same as the one today, and the one 10 years from now will be vastly different from today's as well. As a jack of all trades, self-proclaimed, I've never really fully immersed myself in the subjects I've been curious about. That is also a thing that I get to unpack. There's been a bit of work done on my end over the last 5 or so years to keep track of my intermittent excursions down the fun little rabbit holes I go down. And I am just scratching the surface. I'm now in the throes of seeking to create a more textured view of the world so I can better make sense of what is around me, what can be said, and what remains unspoken that probably needs some airtime. The emergence of new questions are augmenting the first few I answered what seems to be so long ago, but really not. And that is, how do I stay open and willing to try and explore new things? How do I make mistakes? How do I embrace the process of making mistakes without making it mean so much? How do I navigate the theater of media without rolling over with complete disgust at what it's becoming? As much as the reclusive Grimwald, one of my 4 characters, wants to hide away, deep down I know this level of nihilistic disregard is also responsible for where we're at today. Deep down I know peace without passion is atrophy, and passion without peace as its guide leaves madness in this world. And this world truly feels like it's going mad. I think that is why I am finally, after 25 years, pursuing a more creative life. Now, those of you that know me would probably say, David, you've always been pursuing a creative life. But deep down, there was this narrative that I've tried to accept, that art or creativity is only a needless luxury, when in fact, what's becoming more and more clear for me as I continue to pursue this, it is that our willingness and courage to be creative, that is what allows us to finally make sense of the world. So, what are you doing to make sense of your world? What are you going to do in this world, the work only you were made to do? How will you conduct yourself? Where will you spend your limited resource of time, energy, and attention, your tea? What really matters to you? Here's the truth that you might need to hear but don't want to. There is something you should be doing, likely want to be doing, but are not doing because your story and circumstance has you stopped dead in your tracks. You keep playing it safe. You keep playing it small. I'm asking that you stop asking yourself the question from the point of view of what would you do if you only knew you couldn't fail, and instead begin to reframe it from the lens of what's worth doing even if it fails, and then see what you create.